Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and tranquil night across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild evening while Jerusalem cools down pleasantly. Perfect weather for a night stroll in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Defense Minister Katz announced preparations for the possibility of war with Iran, affirming Israel's stance on Lebanon earlier today. Also, Ynet shares that Katz warns of potential conflict with Iran as soon as tomorrow, urging IDF readiness for an independent strike plan. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF marks 1,000 days since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict with a comprehensive situation assessment. Separately, JNS highlights Foreign Minister Sa'ar's comments on peace with Lebanon, contingent on security for Israel's citizens, emphasizing Hezbollah's influence. And finally, Forward reports New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's statement that he can't support Israel as a Jewish state, citing concerns over religious favoritism. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English reports, just minutes ago, that CENTCOM admin Cooper met with Lebanese President Aoun after discussions with military leaders in Israel. Israel Hayom English noted earlier today that Defense Minister Katz stated the IDF's readiness for independent action against Iran. Raylan Givens, an online commentator, expressed that Katz's recent remarks mark a significant shift in criticism regarding the Lebanese part of the MOU with Iran. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Defense Minister's announcement. Walla details Katz's statement about Israel's preparation for potential conflict with Iran. He made it clear that Israel has no intention of withdrawing from Lebanon if Hezbollah acts against it. This highlights the ongoing tension and the delicate balance Israel maintains in the region. Turning to the IDF's preparations, Ynet reports that Katz has instructed the IDF to be ready for an independent military action plan against Iran. This underscores the gravity of the threat perceived from Iranian missile capabilities. The implication is a heightened state of alert for Israeli defense forces. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides insights into the IDF's assessment of the prolonged conflict with Hamas. The event included a memorial for soldiers lost during the 1,000-day war. This serves as a reminder of the enduring human cost of the conflict. Separately, JNS covers Foreign Minister Sa'ar's remarks on the potential for peace with Lebanon. He pointed to Hezbollah's disruptive influence as a major hurdle. This situation complicates diplomatic efforts toward normalization. Finally, Forward relays New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's controversial position on Israel as a Jewish state. His comments reflect ongoing debates about the intersection of religion and statehood impacting international perceptions. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that AppsFlyer's Moran Shoham-Weiser discusses the evolving expectations of employees and the importance of flexibility for business continuity in Israel's startup ecosystem. Separately, Globes reveals that the Defense Ministry has ordered advanced drone detection radar systems from Magos, valued at NIS 21 million, for deployment along the Lebanese border. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores the intriguing link between Disney princesses and beauty products, highlighting a new wave in the beauty market that's capturing consumer interest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.